大家早，很高兴看到大家。
Last time we were studying about Paul and he's traveling along there in chapter 18. We got him all the way back to Antioch. I'll show you a map of that in a moment.
上一次我们在这里跟大家分享《使徒行传》第十八章。我们看到保罗第二次宣道旅行走了一大圈，最后回到这个安提阿。我们等一下可以再看一下这个地图。
Okay, so that's the first thing I just want to mention this morning. It has to do with the original text.
所以我要跟大家分享一下，这个就是跟圣经的原来的原文有一点关系。
Okay, here was his second missionary journey, and he got all the way back to Antioch.
所以第二次宣道旅行，他最后回到安提亚的教会。
Almost fell over. The end of Paul's second missionary journey. Boom.
所以第二次宣道旅行结束的时候，他回到他当初出发的那个教会，就是安提亚的教会。
Okay, so I would think that now we're going to start the third. Let's start a new chapter, right? Chapter 19 should start.
所以我心里想说，现在要开始新的第三次的话，应该从一个新的一章开始，十九章啊。
Okay, so here is what like the original scroll would look like when they were writing.
所以这边看一下，就是圣经原来是记载在这种书卷上面，这样一卷一卷。
No printing presses yet.
那时候还没有印刷术。
Here is actually a copy in the original Greek.
所以这个是从希腊原文这样一个字母一个字母抄写的。
So you can see it's written very carefully.
所以你看到写的非常的仔细。
But what you notice, there's no chapter and there's no verse numbers.
这边也没有第几章第几章，也没有第几节的号码。
So what I want us all to understand is the text is inspired by God.
要让大家知道，圣经都是神所默示的。
Those numbers in your Bible where it says like 3:16.
那个你圣经里面说三章十六节
okay, that's added on by man much much later in around 1550 AD
那都是到了公元1550年以后被其他的人加上去的
there were really two people involved one was the Archbishop of Canterbury in England, he put the chapters.
所以这有两个人是参与这件事，是在英国
Archbishop of Canterbury, England.
在英国有一个大主教叫做 What's his name?
Archbishop of Canterbury.
Canterbury, okay. 就是堪提伯的大主教。
I do know the name of the man, Robert Stephanus is a French printer, and he put all the little numbers in the verses so that we could track.
所以那个节第几节第几节那个号码是在另外一个法国的出版商，他把那些经节的节数加在圣经上。
Yeah, so all that's to say is that the numbers, the divisions, they're not always exactly.Right, because it wasn't inspired. It was a printer helping us to categorize the Bible.
所以这个章数跟这个节数不是神所默示的，就是一个人所加上去，帮助我们阅读方便。
So it's very helpful, but at the same time, sometimes a break will come, you know, right in the flow of the text. So they'll put a break.
所以有的时候这个文章很通顺到一个地方，它就分一个段。所以并不是完完全全照着事情发生的先后来做这些分段。
That's just so when you're reading your Bible, don't always just stop because there's a new chapter. Get the flow of the content.
所以当读圣经的时候，不是说哦读到第几章第几章就停住，是要看这个事情经过是怎么样这个流畅下来。
Okay, great. So the other thing I want to point out, this letter that Paul wrote, this is actually a copy of his letter to the Corinthian church. He wrote it in about 55 AD.
所以这一个实际上是保罗写给哥林多教会的一个书信，是在差不多公元后55年写的。
So what year was Jesus crucified?
所以耶稣是哪一年定十字架的？
Yeah, if you go 30 or 33,
所以有人说是公元后30或者33年。
If this is written in 55, which we know it is, it's very close to the actual events of Jesus' death and resurrection.
所以这一封写给哥林多的这个书信是在公元后55年，离耶稣定十字架年份是很接近，差不多20年左右。
Some of you may know, we don't have the original, the autograph that was actually by Paul's hand. We don't have any of them.
所以并没有原来保罗亲笔写的这些文字，我们都没有，这都是别人抄写的。
But what we do have are thousands of copies that they made.
但是我们有成千的这个别人所手抄的这些抄本。
And some of those copies they can date to very close to the original.
所以那些手抄本跟原来保罗写信的时间是非常的靠近。
I think the very earliest one is from AD 125, a little fragment of John's Gospel.
所以在找到一个这个手抄本的碎片是差不多公元后125年，是约翰福音的一段。
All that's to say, you can have confidence your Bible has the exact words that God wants you to hear and to respond to.
所以我们要知道，我们要对这个圣经的这个经文是有信心，这个完全是跟神所启示末世的这个话语是相信。我们读的时候就要知道这是从神来的。
Faith comes from hearing the message about Christ.
信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So remember, after all the apostles had an encounter with the risen Jesus Christ.
所以当所有的门徒跟这个复活的基督有这个见面的机会的之后。
Paul did, Peter did, John did, James did, all the apostles encountered risen Jesus Christ.
所以彼得、保罗、约翰、雅各都跟这个复活的主见过面。
Once that happened, they were willing to suffer, even to die, for what they knew was true.
当这个事情发生之后，他们都愿意为主舍命，因为他们知道主所说的都是真的。
So here is what they knew was true.
现在这边就讲说什么是真的。
Jesus was crucified, and he died, and he was buried.
我们知道耶稣基督被钉十字架，
他死了，
他被埋了又复活。
Eyewitnesses.
所以三天之后复活了，但是有很多人看到。
And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead.
三天之后，神使他从死里复活。
If this is true,
如果这是真的，
this is the most important truth you will ever hear.
这是你一生所要听到最重要的真理。
If Jesus rose from the dead,
如果耶稣基督从死里复活，
this life is not all there is.
这我们走过的这一生并不是所有的。
So, again,we want to think deeply about the things that the Bible teaches us.
所以我们要仔细的、深深的来思考圣经到底教导我们什么。
Nobody can make the decision to believe for you.
没有人能替你做相信耶稣基督的决定。
You've got to search in your heart, in your mind, is this God's truth?
你一定要扪心自问，神说的这个是真理吗？
God knows your weaknesses.
神知道你的弱点。
He did not send Jesus into the world to destroy you.
神不是把耶稣基督差派到世界来要毁灭你。
Jesus has come to rescue you from death and from sin.
耶稣基督来到世上是要把你从罪和死里面审判里面拯救出来。
And I know it's a Chinese church, but you can say, "Amen, amen."
你可以说阿门。
Don't be shy to say
不要害羞。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
Okay, so now let's go back to Paul. Let me see what I've got here. Okay, here he is. He's going to now travel from Antioch, and he's going to make his way back through all the churches that he planted up here in Galatia, Phrygia, and eventually he'll make his way to Ephesus.
所以保罗第三次宣道旅行开始的时候，他又从安提阿教会出发，就回到他当初在亚细亚那一带所建立的教会里面，经过这个特比，经过 Lystra 是路斯德，然后经过哥念，然后那边有一个安提阿省份，最后他到了以弗所。
Okay. And while Paul is on his way, God raises up another man. You can't see it, but Alexandria, Egypt is just off the bottom of the map here. And from Alexandria, a man comes up to Ephesus.
所以在这个地图上看不到，在南最埃及那个地方有一个地方叫亚历山泰。当保罗从安提阿到以弗所的时候，亚波罗从亚历山泰也到了以弗所。
So Apollos originally from Alexandria, Egypt, and when he gets to Ephesus, Apollos gets to Ephesus, he meets Aquila and Priscilla.
所以当亚波罗从埃及到了这个以弗所的地方的时候，他在那里就遇见了百基拉跟亚居拉这一对夫妇。
You remember Aquila and Priscilla, right?
记不记得百基拉跟亚居拉？
Okay. So Apollos, he's has a thorough knowledge of the scriptures.
所以亚波罗对圣经非常的熟悉。
So here he is, he's a Jew originally, now he's a believer, and he's in the synagogue, and he's trying to tell the Jews about Jesus.
Apollos.
Okay.
所以亚波罗他是一个犹太人，他相信了耶稣基督，所以他到以弗所犹太人的会堂里面跟大家传讲耶稣的事情。
Now when it says he has a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, what scriptures does he have a thorough knowledge of?
所以当我们说亚波罗对圣经非常的熟悉的时候，所说的圣经是什么？
Yes, so she said it.The Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, the New Testament, it hasn't even been written yet.
所以他所熟悉的圣经是旧约的圣经，因为新约在那个时候还没有写出来。
So the text in Acts says, Apollos knew only the baptism of John.
只是经文告诉我们说，他只晓得单单晓得约翰的洗礼。
That's kind of the point I want to focus on this morning. He was missing something.
所以今天早上我要提醒的就是说，我们要知道他好像缺少了一些什么东西。
So Apollos is preaching, and Aquila and Priscilla are there hearing, and they're like, "Wow, this is good." But
所以当亚波罗在会堂里面传讲的时候，百基拉跟亚基拉在下面听说，这讲得很好，很有道理。但是好像少了一点什么东西。
Okay, so John's baptism of repentance.
所以约翰所讲的洗礼是悔改的洗礼。
You remember John the Baptist? He's out there and he's baptizing people, right? He even baptized Jesus.
知道那个福音书里面记载，施洗约翰在约旦河里面给众人施洗，甚至连耶稣都受了他的洗礼。
Not that Jesus needed baptism because he had no sin, but this is the idea of turning away from sin.
不是说耶稣基督一定要受洗礼，因为他没有犯过罪。但是这是给我们一个代表，就是说从这个本来犯罪的这个生命有一个改变。
Okay, so is repentance, is that necessary for salvation?
所以要问一个问题，悔改是不是救恩的一个需要的条件？
Sure it is.
也当然是。
But are you saved by repentance?
但是你是不是因悔改而得救？
Let me give an example.
要给一个例子。
Okay, so Over here, you see these dark things on this side. These are temptations for, I'll use myself, I'm tempted to do whatever these represent.
看到这一边是黑暗，这些代表的黑暗，这些不好的事情，我好像被这些事情引诱。现在举一个例子。
You can think of them as whatever you want. Let me just use this as an example. Let's just say it's adultery.
所以你可以想说这个污秽、黑暗这些事情什么，你可以心里想。但是我举一个例子，就是好像说，如果是犯奸淫。
Okay, in my flesh, I'm tempted. There's something there that's pulling me in that direction.
这是我的肉身这个地方被这个东西吸引，就一直把我吸引到那边去。
And maybe at some point I realize, you know, that's wrong. I shouldn't be doing that.
也许在这个过程中间，我突然觉得说，我知道这个不对，我不应该做这个事情。
Okay, I need to repent of that. I'm going to turn away from it. I'm going to turn away from those things. I'm repenting.
我要从那些事情里面拒绝不去做，我要转过来，我就要悔改。
So is that repenting a good thing?
这个悔改是不是一件好的事情呢？
Sure is.
当然是。
Yeah, we want to stop sinning.
我们要不要再继续犯罪。
It doesn't have to be a big sin. It doesn't have to be adultery or murder. It can be small sins.
不是很大很大罪，谋杀或者杀人或者犯奸淫。
It could be turning away from lying.
可以是个很小的事情。
Gossiping.
不要说这个传舌，不要说谎。
Pride.
或者是骄傲。
Self-righteousness.
或者是自以为意。
All the things of the flesh.
所有事情跟肉体有关的。
But does my repentance, does it save me?
但是这个悔改是不是就使我得救呢？
No, even though it's a good thing, I'm turning away from sin.
虽然悔改是件很好的事，我再也不犯罪了。
There's something more that's necessary for salvation.
但是救恩还需要更多的条件。
So when Priscilla and Aquila heard Apollos preaching in Ephesus, they said, "Hey, come on over to our house. Let's have lunch."
所以百基拉跟亚居拉听到亚波罗在以弗所传讲的时候，就说，他说没关系，你到我们家来，我们一起吃饭。
And that's a good thing. They didn't, in any way embarrass him in front of him and say, "Oh, we know more than you do."
所以并没有在大众面前说，哦，你讲的不对，我们知道的比你多。
So privately, they had a conversation with him.
所以他们就把亚波罗请到家里去，私下有一些交通谈话。
Who knows the title for this sermon?
谁知道今天信息的题目是什么？
It's on your bulletin. Okay, it's repentance and faith.
所以今天的信息的题目叫悔改与信心。
And the "and" is in capital letters.
所以这个"与"是大写的。
So Apollos knew people needed to repent of their sins. That's good.
所以亚波罗知道人需要悔改他们的罪，这是好的。
So what was it that Priscilla and Aquila learned from Paul?
但是百基拉跟亚居拉从保罗那里所领受的是不一样。
I'll give you a quote from Paul.
这个保罗是这样说的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
保罗说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So here it is again. Here's the dark side over here, the negative side, the sinful side attracting me.
所以这边黑暗的这个犯罪的这些事情引诱我。
And I turn.
然后我就转过身来。
But here's the key. I've got to turn all the way to here.
但是我这个最重要就是要完全转过来，朝着这一边。
I must repent and turn to faith in Jesus Christ.
我必须要凭着信心来转向耶稣基督。
Okay, it's turning from flesh to spirit.
从肉体转到属灵。
From negative to positive.
从负面转到正面。
From darkness to light.
从黑暗转向光明。
Basically, from damnation to salvation.
总括来讲，就是从这个damnation 啊，被咒诅的转向这个得救。
Okay, so by faith, I believe, he shed his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins.
所以我知道耶稣基督在十字架上流出他的血来拯救我。
Although he was dead and buried, God raised him from the dead.
虽然他已经是死了又埋葬，但是神使他从死里复活。
So this was the key, turning all the way to believing what Jesus did.
所以要从所有的罪恶转向，不去做那些事情，而转向耶稣所为我们拯救。
If you repent but you don't put your faith in Jesus, you will not be saved.
所以你如果只是悔改，而不把你的信心建立在耶稣基督的身上，你并没有得救。
The Bible says salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
圣经上说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Ah, now Apollos has more understanding.
所以亚波罗现在就多明白了一点。
He knew about Jesus, but now it's putting your faith in Jesus.
所以亚波罗知道耶稣，听过耶稣，但是现在要把他的信心建立在耶稣基督的身上。
So God wants His church to make disciples, right?
所以神要他的教会来建立、建造门徒，对不对
？The Great Commission, go and make disciples.
所以大使命说去，使万民做我的门徒。
And how are disciples made?
所以门徒是怎么被建造起来的呢
？We must teach.God's word.
所以我们必须要教导神的话语。
I think last Sunday, Elder Wu was here.
所以上个礼拜，吴英强长老在这里。
Remember, he said, "For lack of knowledge, my people perish."
他说，人要死亡、灭亡是都是出于无知。
And it's great. It's not knowledge of engineering.
所以他所说的知识。是什么？不是
not knowledge of science or mathematics.
不是这个科学的知识，不是工程上的知识，不是数学的知识。
Of Jesus.
而是对耶稣的认知。
Okay, if people don't understand, you must turn from sin and put your faith in Jesus. They will perish.
所以很多人不明白，你要从向悔改你所犯的罪。然后要把你的信心建立在耶稣基督身上。你如果不这样做，你没有办法得救。
Most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16.
所以最大家熟悉的经文，最有名的经文，约翰福音3:16.
For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not what?
所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得。
So teaching people this, okay, it's good to turn from sin.
所以教导众人对罪悔改是好的。
Turn all the way to Jesus.
但是要转180度，完全。
He has an inheritance for you that will never perish.
所以。耶稣基督留给我们的产业是永远不会灭亡的。
Now Apollos goes on and he goes to Corinth.
所以亚波罗后来就继续从以弗所去了哥林多。
And the brothers and sisters, they wrote letters and they encouraged the church that Paul started in Corinth to receive Apollos.
所以以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹就写信给哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，请他们接待他。
And it says when Apollos arrived in Corinth, he was a great help.To those who by grace believe.
所以亚波罗到了哥林多，到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人。
Okay, I put this one because he's saying Jesus.
所以他在说耶稣，耶稣基督。
Apollos now not only repent but put your faith in Jesus.
所以亚波罗到了哥林多，不光光是只讲约，施洗约翰悔改的礼，而且说你们要相信耶稣基督。
Okay, he's pointing them to Jesus.
他指引个人要归向耶稣基督。
He refuted the Jews. He proved to them from their Old Testament scripture. He proved Jesus is the Messiah.
他在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引用圣经证明耶稣是基督。
So the key really is that Apollos needed to be equipped.
所以最重要一点就是在这边我们看到亚波罗需要被装备。
It's the same for us today.
所以今天对我们也一样。
We need to be equipped.
我们也需要被装备建造。
All scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped to do all the good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So in Corinth, Paul had planted the seed.
所以在哥林多，保罗栽种。
Now Apollos was watering the seed.
所以亚波罗浇灌。
And God bringing the increase.
神叫他们生长。
Now I want to show you something. Did you know there's something called the order of salvation?
所以我要跟大家问一下，知不知道有一个得救的步骤
？There's sort of a chronological step.For salvation.
是一个人得救的这个过程当中一步一步要需要经过的。
I'm just going to go through them quickly, but it'll help you to understand the process.
所以我只是很快的把这个讲过，使你们能够明白这个过程。
So in the process of God saving you, the first thing that happened was God chose you.
所以第一件事就是神的拣选。
Election.
叫做拣选。
Before the foundation of the world, God chose you.
就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
The next thing that happens is here you are and you hear the gospel.
然后第二件事情就是说你听到了福音。
Faith comes by hearing.
因为信道是从听到来的。
You don't hear it, you can't know it.
如果你没有听过，你就不知道是怎么一回事。
The next thing that happens is something inside happens. The Holy Spirit is going to do a work inside of your heart.
所以下一步，这个圣灵就在你的心里面动工。
Remember, Jesus said, "No one can see the kingdom unless you're born again."
记不记得耶稣跟尼哥底母说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
So the Spirit begins to work in your heart.
所以圣灵在你心中做工。
It's the Spirit that tells you.Turn away from those things.
所以是圣灵在你心中跟你说话，说不要再继续做那些事情。
Okay, you turn and by faith, this is our topic for today. Repentance and faith, this is your conversion.
所以到你就可以做一个决定，做决志，就是悔改和信心。我们今天讲到的题目。
I believe.
我相信了。
That's justification now.
那现在就是称义。
You believe God says.Not guilty.
所以你相信了，神说判你无罪。
Jesus took all your penalty.
神为你承担了一切罪应该受的刑罚。
God says, "Come into my family. I'm adopting you. You are my child."
神说，来到我的家中，你今天成为我的儿女，你就被领养，成为神家中的一员。
Oh, sorry, I forgot to push the button. There you go. Adoption.
就是被领养。
Okay, now you're in God's family. Now you're going to grow as a Christian.It's a process.
所以在神的家中，你成为一个基督徒，你就要成长。
That's your sanctification. You're being changed by the Spirit.
这就是一个成圣的过程，你的生命就慢慢慢慢的在改变。
Okay, and God's going to make sure once you've made your decision, He's going to make sure you persevere.
所以神在你做了决志的决定之后，要使你绝对能够坚持到底。就要坚忍。
Your ability to persevere is more because of him than because of you.
你能够坚持到底，不是因为你，而是因为神。
You can try to turn back to those old things. You'll find you can't do it anymore.
你可以再试着回去那些引诱、吸引你的事情，你会发觉。
I got the Holy Spirit in me. I look at those things now, and I'm like, ah.
你会发觉，因为有圣灵在你里面，你会发觉那事情不再引起你的兴趣。
No. Don't want to go there anymore.
说不会再往那里去了。
All right. In the end, you will either be raptured or you will die.
所以到最后，你不是死掉，或者你就被提。
You go to be with the Lord.
你就与主同在。
And that is called glorification. That is your ultimate destiny.
到最终的目的就是你得荣耀，你就有一个荣耀的身体。
He's going to give you a new resurrected body.
给你一个新的复活的身体。
You'll be with the Lord forever.
你就与主永永远远在一起。
Okay, I have a chart that might make it a little more clear.
所以这里还有一个图，可以也许看得更清楚一点。
Okay, here we are before we're Christian. We're non-Christian, slaves to sin.
所以在我们还没有成为基督徒的时候，我们是做罪的奴仆。
Lots of people are in this situation, and the sin is just what? I'm sinning, so what? Everybody does it.
所以这个就很吸引我。
And you'll have moments, okay? Better, worse, but it's all sin.
但你的生活的过程中，也许有好的时候，有坏的时候，但是都是在罪中。
Okay, the day comes and you recognize, oh, Jesus, that's my Savior, and this is your conversion experience.
所以等到有一天，你发觉说，哦，原来耶稣是要救我，所以你做了一个决志，你做了一个决定，你得救。
From that point on, you're no longer a sinner. You are in God's family. You are His child.
所以从那一刻开始，你就在神的家中，你成为神的儿女。
So here the penalty for your sin has been taken.
所以你犯罪要受的刑罚已经被耶稣基督替代。
Now the power of sin over your life is broken. You don't have to sin, but you'll have up and downs.
虽然你不再犯罪，但是你的生命过程中还是有高高低低、起起伏伏。
You're not perfect experientially yet, though in God's eyes you're already perfect.
虽然从神的角度来看，你已经称义了，但是我们在生命的过程中不是完美的。
But as long as we're in this body, in this world, we're not going to have a perfect, sinless experience.
但是我们在这个世界上，我们在我们这个身体旧的身体里面，我们没有到完全的地步。
So the penalty is taken, the power is broken.
所以罪的权势已经被打破了，但是我们的刑罚已经被取代了。
And ultimately, here is the presence of sin is gone.
所以到了最后，我们死的时候，那个罪已经不再存在了，我们就永远与神在一起。
Okay. Okay. If you have any questions about that, you can see me after.
如果你还有问题的话，我们结束之后，你可以私下来问我。
Like Aquila and Priscilla did, you can take me home for lunch.
就好像亚基拉、百基拉一样，你可以请我到你家里吃饭。我们可以谈一谈。
Now, we're finally going to move into chapter 19.
所以我们最后终于到了第《使徒行传》第十九章。
So Apollos goes over to Corinth.
所以亚波罗到了哥林多。
And now Paul arrives in Ephesus.
所以保罗就经过亚细亚这一带，就到了以弗所。
Okay. By the way, I want you to be aware, there is the temple of Artemis of the Ephesians at Ephesus.
所以我要这边提醒一下，在以弗所有一个大女神雅典女的庙。
You remember I showed you a picture of the Acropolis back in Athens?
所以在雅典不是有一个神像吗？上一次。
This temple is at least four times the size of the Acropolis. Huge.
所以这一个在以弗所的这个庙，比雅典的那个庙至少还要大四倍。
Yeah, the temple of Artemis of the Ephesians, it was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
所以这一个庙在以弗所是当时世界上七大奇景之一。
I'm going to tell you about that soon.
我等一下跟你们讲一下这个。
So Paul finds some disciples.
所以保罗在那里遇见几个门徒。
There's probably small house church in Ephesus, some Christians.
也许是在以弗所有一个小小的家庭聚会。
They've probably been under the teaching of Apollo.
所以也许这些人受过亚波罗的教导。
The reason I say that is when Paul said to him, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
所以为什么我这样说？是因为保罗问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”
They answered, "No." We didn't even hear that there is a Holy Spirit.
他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。”
That's what was missing.
所以这个就是他们缺少的。
So Paul said, "Well, what baptism did you receive?"
所以保罗就问：“你们受的洗是什么洗呢？”
The baptism of John.
他们说是约翰的洗啊。
So this is your memory verse for today.
所以这就是我们今天背诵的经文。
So Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
所以保罗说约翰所行的是悔改的洗。
But he told the people,
他告诉百姓,
believe in the one who's coming after me.
告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的。就是耶稣。
Okay, so that story just confirms what we've already said.
所以这就是证实了刚才我们所说的一切。
You okay? Who comes after John the Baptist?
你知道谁是在施洗约翰之后来的？
Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Okay, they needed to believe in what Jesus had done. Now Jesus had accomplished it.
他们需要相信耶稣所成就的。
So both repentance and faith in Jesus are required.
所以悔改和相信耶稣基督是得救的必要的条件。
No one else. You can't repent and believe in anyone else for salvation.
所以你不能够说悔改，然后相信任何其他的人说我可以得救。
People do.
但是有些人是这样认为。
Okay. So let me ask you another question. So, when you came in through the door this morning, did somebody, I hope, somebody greeted you and said,Good morning.
所以我问一下，就是希望今天早上你进来的时候，有人跟你打招呼问安。
Did that happen?
今天早上有没有？
哦、oh, sorry.
我有。
Okay.
希望是。
I think that was my wife's job today.
所以今天是、凯做招待。
The point of that, two events happening simultaneously.
所以两件事情是同时发生。
Okay, it's the same with repentance and faith. They happen simultaneously.
所以悔改跟相信耶稣基督也是同时发生。
Okay, and when repentance and faith in Jesus happen, your life will be changed.
所以当悔改和相信耶稣发生的时候，你的生命就会改变。
And that's that process of sanctification where you're growing, maturing.
那个就是我们刚才提到成圣的那一部分，你的生命慢慢慢慢的改变。
Okay, so Paul then, he explains to them and he baptizes them in the name of Jesus.
所以保罗就跟他们谈了话之后，就奉主耶稣的名给他们施洗。
They receive the Holy Spirit.
他们就圣灵就降在他们身上。
And there's a confirmation of that in the text.
所以在这个经文里面有一件事情证实说他们这个圣灵在他们身上。
Okay, this is the third time we've seen this. The Holy Spirit comes down at Pentecost.
所以我们这是第三次看到这件事情，就是在五旬节的时候圣灵降临。
Okay, remember in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came on the apostles and they spoke in tongues.
所以在使徒行传第二章，圣灵在耶路撒冷降临的时候，这些门徒就说起方言来。
And remember, Peter went to Cornelius's house. I think it's Acts chapter 10.
所以我想是使徒行传第十章，彼得到哥尼流家里去的时候。
At Caesarea, and the people.
在该撒利亚那边的人得到圣灵下来的时候，他们也用也说方言。
Okay, now this is the third time we're seeing it here in Ephesus, and Paul baptizes, and they speak in tongues.
所以在以弗所，这个保罗给这十二个人。施洗的时候，他们也用方言说话。
The idea is the Spirit of God is going out from Jerusalem out into the world.
所以就是说，神的灵从耶路撒冷一直往外传到世地极。
And the Spirit of God has come right here to this church even today.
所以神的灵今天也 降临到我们中间。
If you haven't yet been baptized in the name of Jesus,
所以你如果还没有奉耶稣基督的名受洗的话，我极力的推荐。
Okay, that's God's plan.
这是神的计划。
You repent from sin, turn to Jesus, you'll be saved.
所以你向罪悔改，然后你转向耶稣基督受洗，这是你就可以得救。
Okay, I'm in Acts 19, about verse 8.
所以在使徒行传19章第八节的地方。
And Paul does what he always does.
所以保罗就做他平常要做的。
He goes into the synagogue in Ephesus and he begins to preach to the Jews.
所以他又到。
Is the Messiah.
所以他到会堂里面去跟犹太人说，耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
Remember the first time when Paul got to Ephesus, the Jews there wanted Paul to stay.
你记不记得保罗第一次经过以弗所的时候，那边的人希望他，巴不得他留下来。
He said, "If it's God's will, if it's God's will, I'll come back."
他说，如果是神的意思的话，我会回来。
Well, now he's back.
现在他回来了。
And it says for about 3 months he argued with them.
所以在这里。经上记载说，有三个月之久，他在那边跟他们争辩。
Okay, because of their rejection of Messiah when he came, there's a veil on the eyes of the Jew.
所以当他回来跟他们争辩，他们还不相信的时候，就是在这些犹太人的眼前，好像有一颗布遮住他们的眼睛，他们看不见。
Okay, you don't have that veil. You can see clearly.
所以今天。你我中间都没有这一面这个纱布，我们可以看得非常的清楚。
Okay, so it was difficult in Ephesus in the synagogue.
所以在这个以弗所的会堂里面，这个是非常要传讲是很困难的。
And so, as had happened so many times before, because of their unbelief, Paul turns.
所以这个发生过很多次，就是说因为这些犹太人不信，保罗就
I'm going to the Gentiles.
我就。到外邦人中间去传。
Okay, for 3 years he stayed in Ephesus. Amazing, that's a long time.
所以他结果在以弗所待了三年，在那里待了很久。
We're almost done.
我们几乎要快要结束了。
While he's there, miracles happen.
当保罗在那里的时候，有些非常的事情发生。
Maybe you've seen these television evangelists, and they say, you know, if you send in a donation, a certain amount of money, I'll give you this handkerchief, and you can take it.Your loved one.
就好像电视上有一些这个传教人说啊、哦，你如果捐钱给我的话，我可以给你这一块手帕，你就可以把它带去给你爱的人。
If they get that from here, there were handkerchiefs and aprons, things that Paul touched, and they would bring them to people who were sick, and they would be healed.
所以在以弗所就发生这样的事情，就是有些人从保罗身上拿他的手巾或者围裙放在病人的身上，他们病就退了。
I think the idea there is it's emphasizing the power of believing.
所以我想这边所要强调的是这个相信信心的这个能力。
The reason I say that the next story, let's see, yeah, is the seven sons of Sheba.
所以在这边下面一个故事要讲的就是这个示基瓦的七个儿子。
So there was a high priest. He was a Jewish man, and he had seven sons.
所以在这边有一个大祭司，一个犹太人的大祭司，他有七个儿子。
And his seven sons would go around in Ephesus, and they would say, you know, by the name that Paul preaches, cast the demons out of people.
所以这七个儿子就在以弗所，当时就擅自称主耶稣的名，说我奉保罗所传的耶稣的名，把鬼赶。
They're not believers in the risen Jesus. So they're trying to use this, but not really trusting in the risen Jesus.
他们只是利用这个保罗所传讲的耶稣，但是他们心里并没有真正的相信。
So they say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you, come out.
所以他说，我奉保罗所传的耶稣，勒令你们出来。
And this is great. One day the evil spirit answered them.
所以有一天那个鬼附身人身上那个鬼就跟他们对话。
Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?
耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们到底是谁？
And the man with the evil spirit, he beats up all seven of them.
所以那个鬼就从那个鬼所附的人就跳到这个七个人的身上就
打他们。They run out of the house and they're bleeding and they're naked.
他们就赤着身体逃走了，从那房子逃出去了。
Yeah, without true repentance and true faith in Jesus, there's no real power.
所以没有真正的悔改，没有真正的对耶稣基督的信心，是没有不能够得救的。
They're trying to do in the flesh what can only be done by the power of the Spirit.
他们想要靠着他们的肉体来做这些事情，而这些事情是只有靠着圣灵才能做的。
Okay, another amazing thing happened.
所以另外又发生一件事情。
There were people who were impressed by what happened to those seven sons of Shiva.
所以这以弗所人看到这个示基瓦的七个儿子身上发生的事情，他们就很惊奇。
So Paul's teaching and preaching for 3 years was having a big impact on the culture.
所以保罗在那边待了三年传讲神的信息的时候，有对当地有很大的影响。
And so people who used to practice sorcery and were kind of like witches.
所以有些人就是信这个邪术的。
They had all sorts of magic written on scrolls.
所以有很多东西就写在这个卷轴上面，或者是他们的这个本子上。
Remember the scrolls we showed earlier? Scrolls.
卷轴、mm-hmm. 写
的一些东西。So they wanted to turn away from those things.
他们就要不要再相信那些东西了。
They burned them in the fire.
他们就把它堆来就烧掉了。
Keep in mind, back in those days, there's no printing press.
所以记得当时还没有印刷术，都是手抄的。
You can't just run to Barnes and Noble buy another one.
所以你不能说烧掉了，说哦还要到书店再买一个。
Once that scroll is burned,
那个卷轴一烧掉就没有了。
The historian tells a day's wages for a worker back then is about one drachma, it's a Greek coin. 所以
当时告诉我们，就是当时这个一个 drachma 的那个钱是差不多一天的工资。
And on that day, $50,000 or drachmas worth of scrolls were destroyed.
所以在那一天，他们烧掉了这些东西有5万块。
Good sign of repentance there.
Drachma.
Turning away from those evil things.
所以他们可以看到这些人要对罪悔改的这个决心。
Okay, so the word of the Lord is spreading all through the area where Paul and now Apollos are preaching.
所以这个神的话语就在保罗跟亚波罗所传讲的这一带传开。
So at the end here, I just want to tell you, so Paul is going to go on from Ephesus. He's going to go back up to these churches that he started earlier on the second missionary journey.
所以他保罗离开以弗所之后，就也又经过他第二次宣道旅行在欧洲所建立的一些教会，经过那些地方。
His purpose in that was he wanted to collect money from those churches, and he wants to bring that back to Jerusalem. When he had gone there, he saw, oh my goodness, the brothers and sisters are really struggling and poor.
所以他经过那些教会，他的目的是要向那些教会收取一些款项，因为他看到在耶路撒冷教会的弟兄姐妹在那里受苦。
So that's his plan. He's going to make this route, and he's going to collect money, and then he's going to go back to Jerusalem.
所以他的计划就是经过那些教会收集一些款项，然后回到耶路撒冷帮助耶路撒冷教会的弟兄姐妹。
Okay, after that, you know where he wants to go?
这些如果这些事情都做成了，他最后是想去哪里，你知道吗？
Spain is his ultimate goal. That's true.
所以他是要去西班牙。
Before Spain, he wants to go to the capital of the empire.
在到了回到耶路撒冷之后，他下一个目标是要回到罗马帝国的首都，就是罗马。
I heard Roma there. He wants to go to Rome.
Yeah, right. 到罗马。
He's going to get there.
他是会到的那个地方。
He's going to get there the hard way. We'll see.
但是不是他去的过程是很不平顺。
Okay. Now I'm just going to close with this. So we don't go too far.
所以就是靠我们把这个讲一下，我们就结束。
Remember, I mentioned the Temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the world.
所以就说，在这个雅典比女神的庙是当时古代世界七大奇迹的一个。
And they're all in this area here. Very impressive buildings, things that were made by man.
所以都是一些建筑，都是人所建造的，是很令人惊奇。
Just to have your attention, when I was about 22 years old, I climbed to the top of that pyramid.
So 我22岁的时候是爬到那个金字塔的上面。
You're not supposed to. Let's see. This is the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
这是巴比伦的空中花园。
The statue of Zeus at Olympus in Greece.
这是在奥林匹亚，希腊奥林匹亚，宙斯的神像神庙。
The mausoleum of Halicarnassus.
是哈利卡纳苏斯他的这个墓。
This was the husband of Queen Artemis, and this was the mausoleum that she built for him, a spectacular, one of the seven wonders of the world.
是这个国王的王后，这个国王死的时候为他建的一个墓。
The Colossus of Rhodes.
这个在罗德岛的一个铜像。
太阳神。 The Statue of Liberty.
就好像这个我们今天自由女神像那样子。
There was the lighthouse at Alexandria in Egypt.
这个是在埃及亚历山泰的一个灯塔。
But people building, building, building.
所以人类在建造各样的建筑。
Of them all, the historians say the Temple of Artemis was the most spectacular of all the seven wonders of the world.
所以这七大奇迹里面，大家都公认这个亚底米的这个神庙是。
其中最令人惊讶，是在公元前600年建造的。 I think there's almost nothing left of it there today, a few pieces of column.
所以今天已经完全什么东西都没有留下，也许还有几根柱子。But
it was bigger than the Parthenon.
但是比这个雅典的那个加百农神庙还大。Now
we're impressed with these things. We think. Wow, those are amazing.
什么时候哇，那种时代可以有这样的建筑。
But God's not really impressed with these things.
但是神并不因为这些事情而觉得说有多么伟大。
Because they're human in the flesh building, it has nothing to do with the true God.
但是这些建筑跟真神一点关系都没有。
In fact, Paul sees it really as idol worship.
所以从保罗的眼。 的角度来看，这些事情其实都是像拜偶像一样。
That's what we'll talk about next time.
所以下一次我们要来讨论这个。
Okay, so for today, the main thing I want you to remember.
所以今天我们要最重要要注意的重点。
Okay, repentance must be combined with faith in Jesus.
除非在耶稣的完成的工作将悔改跟耶稣的信心连起来。
Okay. Faith in anything else will not save you.
任何其他的事情没有办法拯救。
Salvation is found in no other name.
除他以外，别无拯救。
I think that's my conclusion. Only Jesus can save.
唯有耶稣能拯救。
Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣是我们的救主。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.